you, Lord Jesus Christ. The introduction to the gospel. Jesus has told his disciples several parables about the kingdom of heaven. Now he tells two short ones about the growth of the kingdom and two more about different approaches to membership in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? Jesus asks. They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The gospel of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
And I speak to you in God's holy name, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Today we've heard some parables from Jesus talking about the kingdom of heaven. Jesus always talked in parables, always talked in metaphor. So he was always saying, this is like as if it was. That's what a metaphor is all about. It's not the literal thing that you're hearing, but it is a tale that is told to give you a picture that is something greater than words can express. So Jesus has been talking about the kingdom of heaven. And I wish that, I mean, it worked in that time because that's what they had. Everything had kingdoms. But today, we live in a new time. And it's better to understand Jesus talking about the community of heaven. The community of heaven is like this. The community of heaven is like that. And what Jesus is talking about, we've interpreted in our own age some kind of afterlife, that after death we have this life, this community. But the community of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, if you will, starts now. Paul always felt that the community of heaven starts now. And it starts within us. All the readings today have been about God's promise to us, that God makes a covenant or a contract with us, that God will never abandon us. Just as in the Old Testament reading, even though he had to wait a lot to get his wife Rachel, and there have been many trials and tribulations along the way, not least of which was being tricked by his father-in-law, he stayed to his covenant. He said, okay, I gave you my word, 7 years, and now I'll do another 7 years because I really want to have Rachel. And unfortunately, today in this age of enlightenment, all of you here as women can see that in that age, women were treated less than equal. But the concept, the underlying concept is that God is always with us. And we as progressive Christians believe in something called panentheism. We don't just think of God as being out there or up there. That was the imagery at the time of Jesus, because they didn't understand the universe as we understand it now. I mean, the universe was always as we understand it today, but the people and those ancient people didn't understand that. But we now know that God is not just up there, but God is within us. And panentheism means that we know that God resides within each and every one of us. And that that residing in us as love will never depart from us. It is always there. We sometimes can feel that God is not with us, or that we are not with God. And sometimes we will do things that seem to be not godly at all. And when you hear about the separating of the just and the unjust, going into the fire, we have done things in our lives. None of us here are 1 year old. We have done things in our lives that we wish we had not have done. There's not one of us in this space, whether it's on the Zoom line or here in the church today, that don't regret something we've done in our lives. Just think about it. But God never abandons us. We are not thrown away. What's thrown away is that kind of behavior. We're not in that space anymore. We're in a new space now. And God loves us and has always been with us, and we are never thrown away. The behaviors that we had that were not lovely are thrown away. And that's what this latter part that's on the screen there now, that this is what it's about. That as we move into heavenly thinking, we ourselves are able, with God's help, to separate out what we want to be doing and what we don't want to do anymore. That we are seeking to become more heavenly ourselves. That we are the community of heaven. The kingdom of God lives within each and every one of us. It's not some altered space. It's an attitude of life that we carry within us. We are called to be heavenly. And that doesn't mean that we're called not to be aware of the earth and to laugh at a funny joke or to notice and appreciate the beauty around us, beauty in each other as human beings, the beauty of things. No, it doesn't mean that. But it does mean that we are always called in our behavior and actions to try to treat one another as we are in heaven. And I need to treat any one of you as I want to be treated, but with love and respect and reconciliation, with justice and caring. And each one of us is to do the same with ourselves and with others. That's who we are called to be, and that's what it means to be in the kingdom of heaven. And so Jesus is calling us to that state within us. And the other attitudes that we had, we are to put away from us, as if the angels were tearing it out of us and throwing that other behavior into the furnace. So that's what this is about, that we are called to be heavenly, and we are called in our own personal behavior to be heavenly. And we start that now, and that carries on with us in the afterlife, that we are heavenly now, and we are heavenly into the future. And so that's the essence of these readings of today. So I pray on this Sunday, as those of us who are here in the hall receive the Eucharist, God's love given to us, that energizes us to see the heavenliness within each of us and to live that heavenliness today, all day, every day, starting today, tomorrow, and into the future. Because God loves us. and loves us as we are, but calls us to be members of the community of heaven. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.